This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 25, the Faith of Youth. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 27. The daughters of Zelophehad, son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, belonged to the clans of Manasseh, son of Joseph. The names of the daughters were Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came forward and stood before Moses, Eleazar the priest, the leaders, and the whole assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and said, "Our father died in the wilderness. He was not among Korah's followers, who banded together against the Lord, but he died for his own sin and left no sons. Why should our father's name disappear from his clan, because he had no son? Give us property among our father's relatives." So Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord said to him, "What Zelophehad's daughters are saying is right. You must certainly give them property as an inheritance among their father's relatives, and give their father's inheritance to them. Say to the Israelites, if a man dies and leaves no son, give his inheritance to his daughter. If he has no daughter, give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, give his inheritance to his father's brothers. If his father had no brothers, give his inheritance to the nearest relative in his clan, that he may possess it. This is to have the force of law for the Israelites, as the Lord commanded Moses." The way inheritances worked in ancient Israel was that your name, heritage, and place among God's people passed down through your sons. As long as you had a son, your name would carry on to the next generation. Your place or property in the land would also be secure. The daughters of Zelophehad approached Moses and said, "Our father died in the wilderness and left no sons. Why should our father's name disappear from his clan because he had no son?" It was a courageous request by these young women. What they were asking for was property in the promised land as an inheritance, so that their father's name would be maintained and they would be counted among God's people. It was a request made from bold faith. They believed that God would give them the promised land, and they wanted their place in it. The faith of Zelophehad's daughters stands out against the doubts and unbelief that were so much a part of Israel. We need our young people today to set a similar example of faith. Paul urged young Timothy to set an example to others in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Thank God for the faith of our young people. Let's follow their example. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for working in the lives of our young people. May they be shining examples of love for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.